Butt Virgins Bundle 2, 5 Erotic Tales, written by Kimmy Welsh, narrated by Sierra Klein. Outdoor Butt Fun, Butt Virgins 6. Hey, I'm Jennifer, and I'm about to tell you a secret. The story I'm about to tell is strictly between you and me, because I could get in a lot of trouble if anyone else ever found out about what Greg and I got up to one summer. He was a friend of my father's, and we both enjoyed hiking so much, we thought we should do it together. We'd been a few times before, but at 19, this occasion was a lot different from usual. As the years went on, I'd learned so much from him about nature that I wouldn't miss these trips for the world. This year was a special one, as we had planned on visiting the Dolomites in Italy. I'd never been to Europe before, and the whole thing excited me terribly. And if I knew exactly what we'd be doing there, I dare say it would have excited me a hell of a lot more. We were a couple of days in, and it'd been getting on great, as always, when we found ourselves a little lost on one of the trails.
"Well, the map says we keep on going,"
Greg said, looking down at the paper in his hand. "But, Greg, the sign said it's another 10 kilometers.
"Well, let's go for a while and see what happens."
I trusted his judgment, so we pressed on and I followed him, watching as that fine, firm ass of his guided my way. It's strange to talk about him like that, but after our experiences together, I now see him as an object of lust. And I think, deep down, I always had those thoughts about him. I'd sometimes caught him looking at me, looking at the woman I'd become, looking longingly at my large breasts and tight frame. I was the complete package, and I couldn't wait for him to unwrap me. So anyway, we push on a little further, climbing ever higher along the mountain pass when, suddenly, right in front of us, the whole thing opens up to reveal this incredible view. The sky was so blue and clear, and the snow-capped peaks looked so crisp, they almost didn't seem real. Him and I just kind of stood there and took it all in for a moment. I don't know whether it was the mountain air getting to him or some kind of strange euphoria at having seen the view, but suddenly, he started to open up a little.
"You know, my wife and I used to see some sights while we were traveling."
"Yeah," I said, waiting for him to continue.
"She could have come with us if she wasn't so damned scared of flying."
"It sucks. But I'm glad we're here, at least," I said, putting an arm on his shoulder as we looked out across the vista, a small forest to our left nestled in the mountain.
"Sometimes, you know,"
he began, staring off into the distance,
"we'd see a view like this and just have to have sex in front of it."
It took a while to resonate with me. Jeez, Greg.
"Hey, I'm just being honest."
"Cool it with that," I giggled. It didn't bother me too much, I guess. In fact, it was kind of hot to imagine.
"If I'm being even more honest, I'm getting kind of hard just thinking about it."
I took my arm from around him, wondering just what the hell had gotten into him. His gaze didn't alter, and instead stayed steeled on the horizon. It was as though he was willing me to look down. My eyes wandered down his body sheepishly, not quite knowing if it was okay to look, but wanting to steal a glance anyway. It was wrong, sure, but I couldn't turn down a peek. When they finally arrived at the bulge,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?